Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on compassion. A lot of people know compassion is cool, but they don't know how to do it. So we're going to dive into it and look at the sound of compassion as well and make the sound of compassion. A lot of things to be compassionate for these days, including ourselves. Right? So that's our intention, that there may be more and more compassion in the world. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the Institute. Our next semester here actually starts September 8th. We're going to be doing half online and half here at the Institute. It's limited to 10 people, so it won't be very crowded. We just did the summer intensive, and it worked out really well. So it's generally Monday and Wednesday nights, and occasionally Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. The Institute part will be 3.5 months, where the online will be about 5 months. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, at all different levels. We go into toning, chant, and mantra, you know, sound and consciousness. We also go through how sound works in the universe to create the universe, right? The way it's all, what it's all based on. And we also do many heart-opening meditations to get you to a place of peace and stillness, so that becomes the norm in your system. It's very healing. And we also teach many skills and techniques so you can make a living of this, even a living online right now. Right? So that's the Institute version. We also do have the online version that you can do just totally online, and that's with live instructors or by video. And that actually starts about every week. You could actually start this Tuesday if you like. And it works really well. Works really well. We've got a lot of students in the online certificate program right now, and it's actually quite amazing how well it works. You get to practice on friends and family if you like, and we've got a dozen instructors that are really quite amazing. It's really transformative. We're also doing the recording program, completely separate than the sound healing program. You can actually jump into the program we have going on right now. We've only had a few classes, and that's, let's see, right now it's on Thursdays from noon to 2, and then you have 5 hours of lab, and that's how to run Pro Tools or use any digital audio workstation and make really cool music that affects people really deeply, right? So it's about recording, mixing, and producing. I also wrote the number one selling books in the world in audio recording and producing, besides the main book in the field of sound healing, The Complete Guides to Sound Healing. So those are the classes that are happening. We just got back from Mount Shasta. Oh my God, what a amazing retreat. We had 30 people. Nobody got sick. Nobody got sick. It was really quite amazing how much fun we had. And then going up on the mountain, it was just, I mean, there was like little fairies and light beings flying around everywhere up there, right? So it was very cool. We also have, we're going to start doing some sound baths here at the Institute. And at the end of October, we're going to be doing our online sound healing conference. And it'll be very experiential. Someone told me last week, they love the sound healing conferences we do because of all the music and concerts and experiential aspects of it. So I'm going to make this conference be quite experiential. You know, maybe half of it, or you know, at least a third is going to be experiential versus just people talking. But we're also going to move forward with the Sound Education Association to bring groups of people together to help finish the exercises and get the everything out that we did for the children. We got a $100,000 grant to create all these exercises for 2 Montessori schools. And you can find the exercises and everything at soundeducationcenter.com. But we're going to now put together a whole plan to bring it into public and private schools around the world. And we've got funding to work with lobbying groups and things like that. We're going to need a lot of help, too, if you know anybody that's good at creating curriculum. We already have 2,500 exercises created. But also, besides that, in the conference, we're going to be launching the Medical Sound Association, which is a group to actually, with doctors and sound healers, to create treatment plans for the medical side of the hospitals. First thing we're going to do is create safety guidelines, because, you know, you have to be really careful when people are in the hospital. And then we're going to create very detailed research protocols for finding the frequencies, combinations of frequencies, and or the musical flows to heal every disease in the world. A little bit of a long-term project, but we're getting underway, right? We're also on the website, which we should have up in a couple of weeks here, medicalsoundassociation.com. We'll also have different forms for treatment. We'll have a form where you can actually put in the symptoms, and on a scale of 1 to 10, gauge the symptoms, or just ask, you know, the person. And then at the end, we'll also have, after you've done the treatment, there'll be another form to fill out what the symptoms are. And then we're going to calculate that. So over time, you know, we're hoping that we might have hundreds of treatments for like something like depression, for example. And we can say, oh, look, we are going from an 8.8 down to even a 2. Right? And I think that'll be really good data to help us get sound into hospitals, because we can't really afford to compete with the, you know, the $500 million clinical trials that the pharmaceutical companies are doing. So this is one way just to get good data, or data that people actually will go, oh, wow, that's really amazing how effective that is, right? We actually went to a hospital and did treatments on 25 people with our sound lounge and our actual base pod, and went on average from an 8.8 down to a 1. Wide range of different issues people had. That's like amazing, really amazing, to go from 8.8 to 1. I'm really excited to get way more data. You know, if we have like 10,000 people for different issues, that's like really, that's good data right there, right? So that'll be on the Medical Sound Association. So we're going to especially launch that during the conference at the end of October, right? Some other things we have our Sound Therapy Center that has all the different treatments. You can find your home note where you're at peace. And once we find that home note, we'll give you a CD and that key so you can get back to where you are naturally at peace. But also, you can then get brainwave CDs and delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for presence and learning and sports, and beta to get rid of ADD. And this is really effective. I have a friend who actually had a really bad brain injury about 7 years ago, and he was on Adderall and just got off it by listening to these CDs, because they are tuned to you. We do an assessment to have it tuned to you in delta, theta, alpha, and beta, so you go to your natural brainwave rhythm. Very, very effective. We also do voice analysis, where we find out exactly what's wrong with you, right, and give you a CD in the key of the frequencies that are missing in your system. The woman who created this program actually did research in hospitals for 20 years and did voice analyses on people with all different type of medical and emotional issues, and got very specific patterns, and then found that if you play and listen to that frequency that's missing and tone along with it, it will completely break up the frequency landscape that is supporting that issue so it can no longer exist. Right? We also do chakra treatments here where we are open, and we do a combo treatment with crystal bowls, tuning forks, and voice, and sound table. You know, it's really, really quite effective. So that's our treatment center. There's actually about another dozen treatments if you go to soundtherapycenter.com. Then we have our store, which we have about 300 instruments. We've got all types of crystal bowls and alchemy bowls. We've got about 30 here at the school in our store. And also we've got Tibetan bowls, we've got didgeridoos, we've got over 100 CDs that are really effective, including the frequency CDs that you put on the body. You don't listen to them. You put the headphones right on the body for bones and nerves and tendons and ligaments. They're really effective. Then we've even got DVDs, we've got my books, and we've got the sound lounges. The sound lounges and the sound tables, which are profoundly effective. Oh my God. They're amazing. If you got any anxiety, you know, if you're on drugs, you know, if you got any fear of what's going on these days, or anything, you know, neurological in your body, it's really effective. Really effective. The sound lounges and the sound tables. We even sell kits that you can mount on your own massage table to actually get all of the vibration, right? So you can find all of the things in the store at soundoflove.com. We also have sound chambers. I mean, 20 buildings that will hold 25 people, right, for meditation. I mean, very serious chambers. I've gotten downloads from three beings on the other side that actually have given us very fine details on exactly how to get people higher than you could imagine. Not only get people high, but affect the whole universe, right? So we can, if you've got interest in putting those in special places on ley lines, we can help, right? That's all at soundoflove.com. You can actually get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You'll find our store, therapy center, and the school, and the Research Foundation, which has a wide range of treatment plans and over 300 research papers that you can check out in the field of sound healing. It includes some color, light, and geometry as well, because it's all vibration. Okay. So today we're doing a whole talk and meditation on compassion. This image is actually called compassion that we're looking at on my screen. It's interesting, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of people know that compassion is cool, but they don't really know how to do it. I've told this story before, but it's about 18 years ago that I had the recording school only, and my friend who taught at the school said that he had a friend who could help us get funding and have us go international, right? And so he came in and he said that my credit wasn't good enough, so he had to control the finances. Within 3 months, he actually stole $1 million, caused the school to go bankrupt, right? It was a real bummer at the time. But then, after about 3 years of anger management, I thought I should be able to have compassion for this guy. Right? And I finally got it, that he's so disconnected from humanity and from people that he had no friends and no love in his life at all. So we went to court for 4 days and was able to hold an octahedron of compassion around the whole room. And we got a judgment for $12.2 million. I didn't get any money, and he actually just died a few years ago, but it allowed us to restart the school. And then few years ago, my friend had a meeting with Steve Wynn in Las Vegas, and he was looking to replace his Cirque du Soleil show because it wasn't getting a lot of people. And so I said, well, we should have speakers in every seat and vibrate people into bliss. And my friend said, okay, bring your sound table down and we'll put Steve Wynn on the sound table. So we did. We actually put Steve Wynn, the richest guy in Las Vegas, right, on the sound table and vibrated him into bliss. My friend didn't have a play, and I said, if I get a play, you want to hear it. So I put together a play called Compassion. And I took it to the extreme of compassion, not only for those that, the guy that ripped me off, right, but also compassion for the corporate world, compassion for evil, and compassion for those destroying the planet, right? It's a tricky one, right? And it's a Cirque du Soleil spectacular, IMAX 3Ds, acrobats interacting with the 3D images, speakers in every seat. It's about this character that is the Earth. He's first born on stage, and the Earth character grows up, and he falls in love with the Queen of the Elements. And then the dark forces kill the Queen of the Elements. And the story is how the Earth character finally has compassion instead of anger for the dark forces who kill his perfect love, the Queen of the Elements, right? And then it's a party from there then on out, right? And it saves the whole planet because a lot of this anger and anxiety and all affects the planet itself and even the weather, as we all, a lot of us know, right? So then I went back to Steve Wynn. He had already taken on another play, and I got hooked up with the main producer from Cirque du Soleil. And we've been shopping it, and last year we placed the play. So now it's going to be produced majorly from the people that do the opening of the Olympics. And it's going to be in 35 venues around the world, right? So I can now go back to that guy and say, thank you, the guy that ripped me off, right? Compassion is, oh, let me tell you the link to the demo for the play. You can check it out. It's at soundhealingcenter.com/compassion. And there's like a 15-minute demo. And feel free to email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and let me know what you think. soundhealingcenter.com/compassion. Right. So while I was doing that play, I started looking at and reading a lot about compassion. Of course, the Dalai Lama is the master, right? So he's got a book called The Compassionate Life. And I started looking at all of the different ways to do compassion before I created the play, right? So I could figure out, you know, exactly the best way to show it. One way that I do compassion that worked really well for me, actually, quite well, is I always ask why the people are doing what they're doing. Let me backtrack a second. Compassion is built in. It's easy to have compassion for people that are suffering, starving. It's built in, right? Remember, years ago, I was driving in a residential area and someone went zooming by me in a car like 60 miles an hour. It's 25 mile an hour zone, right? And I look in my rearview mirror, and they run a stop sign, and there's a bicyclist going across the crosswalk, and they hit him square on, and he goes flying up and lands on top of the car, not the hood, but on top of the car. And I just started bawling, right? I just couldn't stop crying. Oh my God, right? I must be dead. I didn't know the guy. I didn't know him. But here I am bawling for somebody I don't even know, right? If it weren't for movies and TV, we would all be way more compassionate because it's built in. It's built into us because we all have compassion naturally for other humans and even living organisms for that matter. Even for kitties, right? It's built in, right? So the tricky part is to have compassion for those that are hurting us. So the way I do it, or, you know, hurting us, annoying, actually not only hurting us, but hurting others, right? That's tricky when someone's actually really hurting others, or take it to the extreme where somebody's killing millions of people, right? Or thousands or lots of people, right? To have compassion for that, oh my God, that is tricky, right? It's a little easier if it's just someone that cuts you off in traffic, right? Number one way I do compassion is I think, what brought them to do what they are doing? Why, I mean, why are they doing this, right? And the answer always is they have been entrained into the craziness of our society of greed, selfishness for tens of thousands of years. It's the energy on the planet. It's the energy they grow up with. It's and also sometimes people are just starving. Sometimes people are stressed out, not getting enough sleep, right? It's really nobody's fault. Except maybe there's some dark beings up there pulling some strings, which I wouldn't doubt, that are really causing all of this suffering, right? And lack of abundance, right? And hoarding and looking for people to have more fear and such. But to even have compassion for those beings, oh my God, right? That's intense. Yeah, it's really nobody's fault. They're entrained into the patterns of our society big time, right? That really works for me there. Another way you can do compassion is to see that person as a beautiful baby, right? We were all beautiful babies connected to spirit. See Donald Trump as a beautiful little baby, right? Or see even Hitler as a beautiful baby. Actually, saw this site online where they had baby and childhood pictures of mass murderers. I clicked on it. I admit it. I clicked on it. And every single one of them were extremely cute. I thought some of them would have kind of be weird. Every single one of the baby and childhood pictures of these mass murders, they were incredibly sweet and cute. We are born. We aren't born evil, right? We pick it up with the energy on this planet, right? So to see people as a sweet, cute little baby, because we all have that spirit not far from the surface. That's another way to do compassion. The Dalai Lama says the way to do compassion is to see the other person as the same as you. In the book Compassionate Life, he actually talks about it's a mental process in the beginning where you're actually finding ways to feel that you are the same. He says, look at them and realize they don't want suffering just like you don't want suffering. They want happiness just like you want happiness, right? And that way, you actually see them as the same. Now, if you can go to a place where you're one with everybody, it's very cool. Then it's like, there's no two ways about it, you know? It's like when the Black Lives Matter thing, I mean, when all the everything just happened recently, I'm thinking, if we could just continue with this where we can go to a place where we're all one, which we do many meditations, we talked about it in these talks, but also we do it in our classes, then there's ultimate compassion, because you see by hurting others, you're hurting yourself, right? So there's immediate compassion. All war would be gone. I mean, that's really the deal. To go to this higher state of consciousness where we are one with every single person in the universe. We see how we are all the same. We're all part of one being, right? That's the deal, right? And then there's no talking about compassion. There's no needing to do compassion because it's there automatically. Again, it's built in. We just have to be in that space where we are, we see that oneness, right? Compassion is a beautiful, deep energy. Let me play a recording of a whole group of people, like 30 people, actually toning the energy of compassion. And go ahead and tone along with it. So go into the energy of compassion now. Compassion for those that are suffering, and even compassion for those that have hurt you. And make the sound of it as we listen to this whole group of people making the sound of compassion for 10 minutes. So tone through the whole thing. Okay. Enjoy. So starting over. Okay, it starts well. If you have speakers that don't handle the bass, you might want to put on headphones and it will sound even better, because the bass sounds don't come through speakers well. Let's see where my speakers are not working. Now. Enjoy. Tone along. Thank you. again, really easy to have compassion for those that are suffering. And there's so much suffering going on the planet right now. Even before the virus, I was in Bali a few years ago, and I'm thinking, wow, look at all the stuff I put myself through emotionally, right? Just caring about people a lot, often. And I thought, wow, what if we extrapolate that to almost 8 billion people? I mean, the amount of suffering on this planet is profound. And Kuan Yin here has vowed to hold all of that suffering in her heart until the last person is no longer suffering. And Kuan Yin is not depressed. Kuan Yin takes all of that suffering and ever so slightly raises it up to love. Stillness. It's got this little, like, just stillness in the midst of all this stuff. Right? Often there's like two fingers without a little plant there between the fingers, just holding like a frequency of stillness. But again, it's hard when people are hurting people, including yourself. In the last couple of weeks, come across a few people that are really angry with the, because they're into the conspiracy stuff around the virus, right? They're trying to kill off half the planet. This is a conspiracy to separate us by wearing masks, right? And, I mean, goodness gracious, it could even be true, but I said to them, what's the energy you feel right now? And they're like, I'm upset, I'm angry. So does it feel good in your body? No. And so what's it sound like? Right? That sound is not good for you. It breaks your system down. The second you get angry or even go into fear, or have anxiety, they've got you, right? The whole deal is to stay in a consistent, stable, peaceful vibration, which would be compassion. Right? It's just for your own good to be healthy and put that energy out to the planet, right? I mean, of course, we get angry for a second when people do stuff. That's natural, but if you hold it for a long time, you know, it's not good for you. You're hurting yourself, right? I mean, it can totally motivate you to do action, but if you're holding anger while doing the action, now you're still hurting yourself. You know? But often there's no action that we can think of to do. And we're still upset, right? Compassion is really the answer. Stable, consistent vibration that not only is healthy for you, but also healthy for when you send that vibration out to the whole planet. The more people that do that, the stronger that energy will be the norm. So when I was doing this play, I heard on NPR this interview with two guys that had one lived in Israel, one lived in Palestine. And both of them had had their entire families killed. All of their kids and their wife. It was an interview on NPR. And they had gotten together and were going to all of the schools in Israel and Palestine and saying, if anybody has revenge, it is us. Our entire families are gone. If anybody has reason for anger, it is us. But we're here to tell you that The only answer is forgiveness and compassion. Otherwise, there will be many more people in pain like us. Holy moly. I had to pull the car over. I mean, their entire families are dead. And they are sincerely running the energy of compassion. Sincerely, right? Unbelievable. I mean, Jesus never had it that bad, right? Right? Only one that's had it that bad would be maybe the Dalai Lama. Used to be 3,000 ashrams in Tibet. Now there's 3. Of course, the Dalai Lama can't even go in Tibet. I saw a video where these three nuns came up to the Dalai Lama. They said, "Dalai, we almost blew it today." And he goes, "What?" He said, "We almost didn't have compassion for the Chinese government. We were almost like them." I saw another video, an interview with the Dalai Lama, and the guy asked him, "If there was a soldier here that killed thousands of Tibetans, what would you say to him?" And the Dalai Lama says, "I would go over and hold him for all of the pain that he's feeling." Think of all the different challenges and conflicts you have going on. And think about bringing compassion to them. Compassion for whatever caused the virus. Compassion for those that are doing evil. And even compassion for those that are destroying the planet. We're not making it okay. I mean, if you have someone who's abusing you, you can have compassion, that's great. But you may need to set boundaries and get away, right? So we're not saying it's okay. We're just running energy of compassion at the same time while setting boundaries. It's a deep, powerful energy, compassion. Really deep and powerful. The essence is Kuan Yin, holding this energy. So think about not only compassion for all of the things that are upsetting, but also compassion for yourself, for anything you may not like about yourself. The essence of compassion, in one way, is really taking the suffering and raising it to love. So let me play my song, Unconditional Love, and run this energy of compassion for yourself and all those. Oops, didn't start at the beginning. And all those that are hurting you or hurting others. Enjoy. Thank you. hold that energy into the evening, the whole weekend, the rest of the week ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.